For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and this is my favorite day of the week, Thursday morning, baby, my podcast time. I look forward to this every single week. I get so freaking excited to talk to you guys every week. I feel like the podcast is growing, which kind of scares me because I love it because that just means that like we're, you know, talking to more people and we're, you know, just getting a bigger manifest community and like-minded people, which is amazing. Like everyone always says, surround yourself with like-minded people. And I truly feel like that's what the manifest community is. It's just a bunch of hardworking, like-minded, empowering men and women. And that to me is so special and crazy that there's so many of us. But it's also kind of scary because I remember feeling this way with YouTube when I was switching managers, and my manager at the time was in the same management company as like the top creators at the moment. So it was like Tyler Oakley's manager and just like these really, really big people on YouTube. And my manager was like, I will get you as big as Tyler Oakley. And I was like, I don't know if I want that. I don't know about all that. Because with followers comes a lot of like responsibility and fame, loose term there. And that's not what I'm like here for. Like I'm not here to like get famous or get rich. Like that's not ever my message and not ever my MO or like my end goal by any means. I was thinking about this last night as I was like watching a movie. I was kind of zoning out and I was like, I love spreading a message to people and I'm so grateful that people just want to listen. And like that's honestly all that I want from this podcast is to create a community of like-minded people that just want to listen and share and absorb and continue learning. So I never want to get famous from this. I never want to like make $1 million off of this. You know what I mean? Like it's, I'm not here to get rich. I'm not here to get famous. I'm literally just here to like, to chat and to hopefully enhance your life. If not your life, just your Mondays. I said that so weird. Mondays. Oh my God. Monday mornings. And I just want to be friends, honestly. So, I'm like posting a lot more on Instagram and my DMs are like so crazy right now. And I'm like, wow, like, it's crazy, like, and I feel like it's really from the manifest community. Totally. And it's just, it's so crazy and very humbling to have so many new listeners every single week. And like, I've gotten DMs from like just so many people that are like, I absolutely adore your podcast. And like, my friends will send me TikToks where like all the comments are like, oh, you should listen to Manifest with Tori DeSimone. And I'm like, it's just so flattering and so humbling. So I really just want to say thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart. The Manifest community is one that I love and hold so dearly to my heart. And this is my favorite platform of all time. And I look forward to this every single week. I'm so excited to be recording today. So let's have a great day. Let me tell you why it's a great day. So it's a great day because this weather rocks. Okay. Remember how last week I was like in a crisis mode because it was cold out and I got highlights. And I love my highlights. I really do. I love my hair color. And we're going to talk about that today. But I was like in this crisis mode and I chalked it up to it being cold outside. And I totally agree with that theory because today it's a whopping 46 degrees, baby. It's getting warm out today. And I'm in the best freaking mood ever. Yesterday it was a little warm too. Today it's a little warm and I think it's going to get up to like 50 this weekend. So I'm so excited. Maybe I'll go down to Sea Isle. Oh, I'm so excited. But I just am like so happy that it's warm out. But with this warm weather that's all of a sudden hitting us, I have allergies. So I'm really sorry if I sound like a little congested or like I'm coughing a little bit. I have allergies. And I feel like in a world of COVID, it's so hard to have allergies because I feel like everyone's just going to assume that like, God forbid I cough in public that I have COVID, but I don't. I just have allergies and like mucus dripping into my throat from my nose. So if I sound a little congested right now, honestly, it's because of allergies, but I just let them rock. You know, they typically leave in like the middle of the day, but I'm recording this at 9:19 in the morning. So they're here for right now, but they'll be gone soon. But I have allergies. But anyway, this weather rocks my socks and it makes me want to just go outside and have a 4 p.m. happy hour with mojitos at the Deauville in Sea Isle City, New Jersey. So I can't wait to be there. I also want to talk about this green juice that I'm drinking right now. Hang on, let me do a little ASMR. Okay, so I'm drinking green juice right now and this green juice is the Green Glory pre-made juice from Wegmans. And I posted this on my story. My Instagram, by the way, is at @ToriSterling_ if you guys want to follow me. I posted it on my story on Monday. I'm filming this on Thursday. So when you guys are listening to this a week ago, I posted it on my story and everyone was like, what is that? And I was like, oh, it's a green juice. It's so good. It doesn't taste green, if you know what I mean. It tastes really sweet and really good. But I put it in this glass and it's so funny because I posted this glass that I'm drinking it out of on Wednesday morning. And then I teach spin at 9:30 on Wednesdays. So I was driving to the studio and when I was driving there, I put on Gals on the Go and Brooke was talking about that glass as her favorite glass. And I ordered it because Brooke Michio posted it and Molly Bales posted it, like Molly Bailey posted it. And I bought it because it looked so chic. And oh my God, this glass is unreal. I tried to do the swipe up on Instagram for this glass and the link for whatever reason was not, it wouldn't let me post. So I just ordered it off Brooke's Amazon store. So if you guys want to find it, I think she put it in a highlight on her Instagram. It's at Brooke Michio. But these glasses are so elite. Because they have like this curve at the top that is just so satisfying to my eye and it holds such a good amount of liquid. For water, it's too small. Like I always just drink out of a Hydro Flask. I say Hydro Flask, but it's actually a Simply Modern tumbler, but it's the 32 ounce size. Oh, and guess what I ordered today on Amazon? I got the cup holder for like Hydro Flasks, the 32 ounce ones for your car. Really excited about that. But anyway, it's too small for water, like I said, the glasses that I'm talking about, but it's perfect for iced coffees and juices and smoothies. It's perfect. It's technically a beer glass, so if you wanted to put a beer in there, totally would fit. but I don't really drink at home. So I'm not putting anything in there other than smoothies, green juices, and iced coffees. It's definitely the modern day mason jar. And I'm going to say that with my chest out tall, proud. I don't know. I stand by that. So I posted also on my Instagram story that I was reading a book, and it is called The Silent Patient by Alex Michaelitis. I hope I said that right. I definitely didn't. So my friend Danielle, who you guys all know and adore because she's been on this podcast twice now, was like, oh, you should read this book. I'll drop it off for you. So when she came over for us to film the social life episode, she dropped it off and I started it a couple days later. And as soon as I posted it on Instagram, everybody was like, oh my God, you are going to love this book. I can't wait to hear about it, what you think about it. So spoilers ahead, if you haven't read the book and want to, it's called The Silent Patient by Alex Michaelitis. No idea if I'm saying that right, but spoilers ahead. I definitely recommend to read this book. It is so great, so fantastic. It's definitely probably the second best plot twist I've ever read. The best one I've ever read was We Were Liars. That was just insane. I never saw that coming. But The Silent Patient, about 60% of the way through the book, I could definitely see this plot twist coming. And it's kind of obvious if you pay attention to it. So I thought that it was amazing. But also, I just have a couple things that don't line up in my head. Like, I get that, like, she was like, that Alicia was like put to death by her dad and by Gabriel, like in the moment when Theo made Gabriel choose and like he didn't choose Alicia. I get that, but I still don't get why she wouldn't talk. And I don't know, that's just me just like not making sense of a couple of things. But overall, I thought it was a really, really good book and I really enjoyed it. Definitely recommend it to anyone. My mom's reading it right now, so I hope that she's liking it. But I think it was very good and it only took me a couple of days to get through. When it comes to me with reading, it takes me like a couple of days to get through like the first 200 pages. And then when I hit page 200, I'm like, let's just finish this. And then I'll read like the rest of the book in one day. So I know that's just how my brain is, but it was really, really good nonetheless. Definitely not my all-time favorite book that I've ever read, but the second best plot twist that I've ever read. Really good. Definitely recommend it. How many more times can I say that? But that's really all I have to say about it. It wasn't like a groundbreaking book, but now I'm reading The Woman in Cabin 10. And a lot of you guys are telling me that I should read The Dark, Dark Room, I think is what it's called or something like that, by the same author. And also a lot of you guys are telling me that this book, The Woman in Cabin 10, the first half is like slow and then the second half really picks up. So like really stick with it for the first half. Good to know. So I'm going to try and, you know, buckle down and get through this first half and we'll talk about it on next week's episode if I finish it. So yay. Also last night I watched the movie I Care a Lot on Netflix. Ooh, have you guys watched that? I really, really enjoyed it. At first, it was really hard to watch, like removing like this old woman from her house and like putting her into a nursing home. It was really hard to watch. But as the movie progressed, I really enjoyed it. And I don't know, like I have no idea how I feel about the main character. I don't even know her name. I don't even know how I feel about the main character. Like, do I like her? Do I hate her? Like, I don't think I like her because what she was doing was like pretty messed up. But at the same time, like I gotta respect the hustle that she does. And like, I respect that. When like the literal, I won't give away spoilers, but when, you know, the bad guys were chasing her, she just like wouldn't give up. So I really liked it. I don't know whose side I'm on, if there even are sides to be on, but I did enjoy it. It's on Netflix. I recommend it. It's just like, it was a pretty long movie too, which I enjoyed a lot. And I normally get really bored in movies and don't watch a ton of movies. And if I do watch them, I tend to go on my phone halfway through and I just, you know, check in periodically. But I was actually really engaged this whole movie and that was awesome. That was really awesome. I also watched Julie and Julia this past week with my mom on Tuesday. And that was really great. That was a good movie because I was talking to my mom about like the French way of living, because that's been coming up a lot in podcasts. Like The Skinny Confidential just did an episode that I really enjoyed with this French woman named Ingrid. I really liked that. But on my YouTube recommended, there's been a lot of like French way of living, and you know, Emily in Paris came out, so, like all this sort of like French stuff. So I told my mom this. I was like, oh yeah, the French this, the French that. She was like, oh, you should watch this movie, Julie and Julia, on Netflix. And it's about Julia Childs, who is an American who was living in France and made a cookbook for Americans of French food. And it's on Netflix, and I really, really enjoyed it. It's Meryl Streep and Rachel McAdams, or is it just Rachel Adams? I don't know. I think Rachel McAdams is Regina George. Am I wrong? I don't. Are they the same person? No. Rachel Adams, I think. Anyway, it was really good. And fun fact, I learned this while I was watching the movie. Julia Childs was my great grandmother's best friend growing up, which was awesome. So learned that. That was cool. So that's my grandma's mom, was her best friend. They grew up in Pasadena, California together. So that was a fun fact to learn. But anyway, I've been very interested in the French and how they just live and like how they structure their days. I'm actually going to dip into that a little bit in today's episode as well. So that was a great movie too. Super cute. If you guys want to watch it, Julia Childs talks like so cute and whimsical. I describe her voice as very whimsical. She's just like a giant ray of sunshine. It was amazing. The last thing that I want to talk about before we dive into today's episode is that I get a lot of questions about Stride Cile, which I'm so excited to talk about. So Stride Cile is my second studio that I opened up, and is in Sea Isle City, New Jersey. So a lot of times I talk about, you know, going down to Sea Isle, and Sea Isle is a beach, and it's a beach town, and it's a seasonal beach town. So right now it's the dead of winter. It's February. Actually, it's March 1st when you guys are listening to this. So happy March. I love March 1st. Damn it, I should have made my whole episode about March 1st, because March 1st was the day in 2016, so 5 years ago, was the day that I read the book Skinny Bitch, and my life changed on March 1st of 2016, and I'll never forget that. I should have done a whole episode about March 1st, but to me, March 1st is very special to me because it really marks the beginning of my fitness journey and my health journey and everything that has truly brought me to where I am right now. Reading that book in my psych soc class as a senior in high school, and now here I am down the line later. I have two studios and I'm talking on a podcast. Like, I don't truly think any of this would have happened if it wasn't for that on March 1st of 2016. So today holds a very special place in my heart, and man, maybe I should have made my whole episode about March 1st, but to me, it's a very special day. And like, this signifies a healthy journey and a journey of self-love and a lot of learning and a lot of curveballs and truly a roller coaster of emotions and highs and lows and weight fluctuations and just so much that I never thought that I would embark on when I picked up the book Skinny Bitch. So anyway, March 1st is very crazy, but how did I even get to talking about March 1st? Oh, I said it's the dead of winter. So it's the dead of winter. It's March 1st. And there's like no one down in Seattle. It's like just people that will like seasonally go or occasionally go down, but it's really a seasonal town. So from the months of like May to about October, it's jumping. Like it's such a great town. It's just so beautiful. So Sea Isle is like the epitome to me of beach towns, and it's not Seaside Heights. A lot of people confuse Seaside and Sea Isle, which makes sense because they both start with S-E-A-C, they're both in Jersey, but Seaside is where they filmed Jersey Shore, and it's very northern of Jersey, so it's pretty much like, it's almost New York. So the people that go to Seaside are very New Yorkers, very, very Italian, stuff like that. And then Sea Isle is much more southern of the Jersey beaches. So people from like my area and like where I grew up, everyone goes down to like Sea Isle and Ocean City, Avalon, Strathmere, Stone Harbor, those kind of beaches. It's just like with the people that, you know, live around where I live, that's where we all go. We go to the southern beaches. But anyway, not the point. So a lot of people ask me about Stride Sea Isle because I posted back in January that we were hiring, and I've just been like, I'm not hiring right now anymore. But I've just been like completely focused on Sea Isle, and I've been posting a lot of like videos of it and pictures of it, and I've just been wanting to go to Sea Isle. So I'm getting a lot of questions about it. Stride Sea Isle is opening on Saturday, May 29th. So that's the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. And we close on Monday, September 6th. So that's Labor Day, on that Monday of Labor Day. So we're open for the entire season from Memorial Day weekend until Labor Day weekend. So that's the entire summer. We are open every single day, and we have so many classes. It's going to be amazing. We have so many classes. I have hired the absolute best team of instructors. I could not be more excited for all these instructors. I know that you guys are going to love them. What makes me so excited about Sea Isle too is that because it's a vacation destination, if you guys have ever wanted to try out Stride, like now is the time to, because you guys can go to the beach, go to Stride, and just like get a beach house with your friends and just like have the best week ever, and make a vacation out of it. So yeah, we're opening on Saturday, May 29th. I don't want to make this like a promo, but I'm very proud of the studio. I'm very proud of all the work that I'm putting in and that my instructors are putting in. They are working so hard to have the absolute best experience for anyone that wants to come take a class. I would absolutely love to see you guys this summer. And yeah, like I said, so we're open Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend. We open Saturday, May 29th. And the booking will probably open in the middle of May. So keep an eye on it. If you guys want to follow the Instagram, it's at Stride Sea Isle. And my personal Instagram will be posting a lot of updates as well. That's at Tori Sterling. But the main one is at Stride Sea Isle. So anyway, I don't want to make this a promo plug just for Stride Sea Isle, but I talk about a lot. People have questions. So that's what it is. Okay. Let's get into today's topic, which I'm so excited about. What we're going to be talking about today is pretty much allowing yourself to be your best self. So we're going to take a quick commercial break and then we'll be right back. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, Sterlite therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good, and I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You guys like how I said commercial break instead of ad break? Sound very like Ryan Seacrest, American Idol of me. But anyway, so today's episode, like I said, is allowing yourself to be your best self no matter the circumstance. How to become your best self. Not really become, but how to live day to day as your best self and embodying your best self. So I've talked so many times on this podcast about living as your higher self, which I believe to be the most powerful tool of manifesting who you want to be and living as that version every single day. So I have a couple of episodes for you guys to go back and listen to. The one that I've done most recently is How to Live as Your Higher Self in 2021. It's a couple episodes back that I put out in January. So go check that episode out as well. But today is really talking about things that you can do in your everyday life that will allow you to not drain yourself of your energy and put more energy back into yourself to feel better. I just find that in the middle of winter, especially, I stop really giving myself a lot of attention. And what I mean by that is I don't do the things that make me feel so good about myself. For example, I feel really good about myself when I put effort into my appearance. What that means is maybe I'll straighten my hair, or maybe I'll put on some makeup. Maybe I'll put on an outfit that I really enjoy. Now, that outfit doesn't necessarily mean that I'm like dressing up or wearing like a super trendy outfit, but it could just mean that I'm wearing an athleisure set that I feel really good in, I think really accentuates my body. Now, when I stop putting energy into my physical appearance, I find that it makes a lot of other things in my life lack. Like, I find that I don't have the motivation to go work out as much. I don't have the motivation to eat the foods that make me feel my best. I don't drink as much water. And it's all because when I stop putting energy into myself physically, I kind of just have this mentality of like, oh, well, I'll just cover myself up with sweatpants and sweatshirts anyway. So why does it matter if I go to the gym? Why does it matter if I don't drink enough water? Why does it matter if I don't eat the foods that make me feel the best? All these sorts of things that, you know, might sound vain when I say out loud, but it's just what I'm thinking and I'm being honest with you guys. So once I stop putting effort into my physical self, I notice that everything else starts to lack. And I don't think I'm alone in this when I say that I don't feel like every day is a special event, where, you know, it does sound rather exhausting to you know, put on a full face of makeup to like sit at home. Like for what? Like I'm just sitting at home. No one's going to see me. But at the same time, I know that it makes me feel a little bit better about myself. On the same token, you know, if I want to wear a perfume, or let's take it to self-tanner. If I want to be tan and I want to put on a whole bath of self-tanner, but you know, it's the dead of winter. No one's going to see my legs or my chest or my stomach or even my arms for that matter. Why do it? And why waste the product, we say? Well, it's not a waste if it makes me feel better. So it's all these little tips that I kind of want to talk about today of allowing yourself to be your best self through efforts that we typically do when we feel our best. So I think back to when I feel my best and the times that really make me feel alive. And that goes back to warm weather at the beach, specifically in Sea Isle. So that is when I just feel the most alive, because that's when I put all of the energy into myself and I just feel so, so amazing. So I kind of put my mindset there when I was creating this list, and this is everything that I've compiled, and take it or leave it. But I just think these are some useful tips of what you guys can do to allow yourself to be your best self on a day-to-day basis. The first tip is to prioritize your time and energy. Your time and energy is the most important thing of your life, I would imagine. So how you choose to structure your day is truly what's important. And what I mean by this, I'm going to kind of take like a work approach to this, but you can apply this to, you know, just your lifestyle. Please also remember that I am self-employed. I have always been self-employed. So you know, a part-time job or working about talking about working a 9-to-5 is not something that I can truly relate to, but I can relate to entrepreneurs and the self-employed. So that's where my perspective is when I talk about something like this. So for me, prioritizing my time and energy can also be called preserving my time and energy. So what's important to me is getting done the things that I need to do to move my business in the right direction. So I've owned Stride for, 2017 is when it became official. So that's when we really started working on it. It was November 1st of 2017. And now it's 2021. So let's say safely three years. I've owned Stride for safely 3 years. The very first year and a half was complete grinding of getting it set up and then maintaining it. And then once the maintenance was there, then I entered cruise control for about 6 months. And then in December of 2019 is when I was like, all right, let's do the next thing. And that's when Stride CIL came into effect. So the first year and a half was grinding, 6 months on cruise control. And then the past year, I want to say, has been another year of kind of like grinding, with the exception of the pandemic and a couple breaks here and there, but pretty much grinding for the most part of making the business grow forward. So my role as a owner really changed from working in the business to working on the business. And that was me preserving my time and energy for the things that were truly important for the business. We are so blessed that Stride was able to hire a manager after its first year of business. We were able to hire a manager. Her name's Lauren. And Lauren has truly opened up my time to do the things that I felt were more important than the little tasks, such as making sure that the bathrooms were stocked with like tampons and toilet paper and making sure that all the rooms had windscreens in it. All these little things that are very important, have to get done, but don't necessarily need the time and attention of an owner or someone that is trying to continue to build the brand. So for me, preserving my time and energy meant doing the things that were the big things. And this goes back to the book that I always talk about, The One Thing. I definitely recommend everyone should read that. What are you going to do that takes 20% of your energy that gets 80% of the results? And that's kind of the way that I started living my life. So let's take this a step farther. This meant that I was now going to be creating my own daily structure. Okay. So I was going to make a to-do list for myself that I knew this needs to get done today, because these are things that are going to help the business, that are going to prolong the business and make make ultimately the bigger changes in the business. Now, of course, within this, there are little tasks and it involves other people as well. But for the most part, it's stuff that like you just don't, you don't talk about, you don't post about it. You know, if you see me less, it's because I'm doing more. It's that mentality. So it's about doing what I need to do and not living on the to-do list of what other people are asking of me to do. If I get a text message, hey, I need help with this and this, can you help me? It's not replying right away. It's reading it, acknowledging it, and then coming back to it when I finish my tasks or I have the time to do it, because I'm prioritizing my time and energy. It's not living in my inbox waiting for the email to come in that I should respond to right away because they emailed me on their time and now they're requiring my time. That's like, why is it that when I, for example, text someone and they don't respond to me right away, I don't care. Like, I don't even really think about it, to be completely honest. But when someone texts me or emails me, I feel this obligation to respond right away. That's just not fair. And it's like this energy and stressor that I've put on my life that I've really tried to eliminate over the past couple of years, which is by prioritizing my time and energy. So for me, that means I've had to create like work boundaries. So I'll respond more to emails than I will to like work texts, just so that I can kind of like separate the two out. Danielle mentioned about having like a business phone and a personal phone. I think that's a great idea, where it can all be like on one spot on your phone if you have like Google phone. Just helping to create those boundaries to really prioritize your time and energy. But it's really working on your own timeline of your own to-do list rather than being reactive to the timeline of somebody else's to-do list, if that makes sense. Think about it this way. If you're sitting at your desk and it's 11:45 in the morning and you get an email from a colleague at 11:45, they emailed you when it was convenient for them. They emailed you on their time. Now that email is sitting in your inbox and they are asking for your time to email back to this email that they sent on their time. So you need to, you know, whenever you're ready, read this email and craft a response that is well thought out and you will give all of your effort to when you have the time to do it. That's you prioritizing your time and energy and working with your to-do list rather than just being reactive to what you see in your inbox. That's a tool that has really helped me prioritize my time and energy. And because of this, it's allowed me to have a life that I enjoy that isn't revolving around work. Before I really figured this out, my life, think about the solar system, the sun was work and the planets were my life, and my life was revolving around my work. And I really identified with my work. And in a weird way, I thank the pandemic for this, that allowed me to kind of step back, reevaluate, and be like, okay, I am someone without stride. I am someone without my career. Who is that? And then all of a sudden, the sun suddenly became my life and the planets became my work. So now my work revolves around my life. While work is super important to me and it's something I'm incredibly passionate about, I can now confidently say that it's not my whole life. It's just an amazing aspect of my life. And it's been amazing to actually structure my workday around my life with incorporating work into my daily life. This kind of goes back to what I was saying about like the French way of living, because it's just amazing. Like I remember in Paris, in Emily in Paris, they would take like these long lunch breaks. And I remember thinking like, how do they have time to like go out to lunch every day? Like, how are they doing this? And then this YouTube video came across in my inbox about, it said, why French women don't get fat. And I was like, I didn't even know that was a thing. Click, watched it. It was awesome. They talked about how you take like a 2-hour lunch break every single day in the middle of the day. And then I watched Julie and Julia and they did the same thing in the movie. And then I was listening to this podcast I told you about and they said the same thing in the podcast. So I was like, this is very interesting. And I just want to point out that they have this 2-hour lunch break in the middle of the day and the world is still turning. You know, they seem to be living happy and they seem to be having this great work-life balance, and the world is still turning, baby. You know, you can take a two-hour lunch break and have your life keep going on. The world will not explode if you take a two-hour lunch break. And I think that that was just another amazing thing that I like want to adapt from the French way of living, to like have a morning, like wake up, have a morning to yourself. You work really hard in the morning and then you take a break for lunch and you can go to a workout, or you can sit home and have lunch, or you go out to lunch, or you meet up with friends, whatever it might be, and then you work again and then you have like a later dinner. I think that's such an amazing way to structure your time and to structure your day. And it's definitely something that I want to be trying out this year. So I'll let you guys know how that goes, but I definitely want to try that out. I also find that I'm very creative in the morning, and then I'm also very creative again at night. But the middle of the day, it's really just kind of like honestly where I schedule appointments, phone calls, anything like that. So it was really cool to hear that the French do that too. Anyway, so yeah, that's how I prioritize my time and energy. Along with that, you can start saying no to things that completely drain you or that just sound exhausting to you. And now I'm talking about stuff like outside of work. So, you know, if someone asks you to lunch and you're like, I just know I'm going to want to bail on this, say no. The one I always get is someone's always like, I want to pick your brain. And it's like, okay, well, what do you want to pick it for? Like, I'm busy. I'm sure you're busy. Like, do we really want to meet just to pick each other's brain? So things like that, like where it just sounds draining and exhausting and not like it will progress me forward, progress the business forward. It doesn't sound beneficial. Ugh, no, we don't need to do that. Along with this, if even just the thought of hanging out with friends is exhausting to you, like you're allowed to say no. Like for example, last weekend, there's a tradition down in Seattle. It's called the Polar Bear Plunge. And it's pretty much just where you jump in the freezing ocean and that's it. But typically the bars open back up and it's like this big event. It was canceled this year because of COVID, but, my friends and I still went down anyway. But while we were about to go down, I talked to Lindsay and I was like, I honestly just don't want to go. Like, I just think it's like an exhausting trip to go down for like Saturday night and then come back Sunday because I had things to do on Sunday and I taught on Saturday. So I wasn't leaving until like noon. And then I was coming back like literally less than 24 hours later. It's only an hour and a half drive. And like, I was only going to be staying at my beach house, but I still was like, I just don't really want to go. Like, and that's okay. It's okay to say no, even to the closest people in your life. When you start prioritizing yourself and saying no to others, you're actually saying yes to yourself, which I think is so important. You're really allowed to say no without feeling bad. And remember that when you say no, you don't even have to offer an explanation as to why you're saying no. If you need to reschedule a meeting, for example, it's literally okay to email someone and say, I need to reschedule our meeting. Are these times okay for the next session? And they're rarely ever going to respond, well, why do you need to cancel? It's just the way the world works. You don't need an explanation for every single reason why you say no, why you cancel, why you need to reschedule. They don't need to know. You saying no is enough. Now, my next tips are not as like deep and impactful as my first two, but they're just more fun and girly and like something that I like talking about. So these tips are super fun. So my third tip is to do things that make you feel good, man. So let me give you an example. Actually, I have three. Getting your hair done, getting your nails done, getting a spray tan, baby. Getting a spray tan. Let me tell you what. I'm sitting here 9:51 in the morning drinking my Green Glory green juice from Wegmans. I have my Barbie hot pink nails on. I have my freshly highlighted bleached hair in the middle of winter. And I have a fresh coat of a spray tan on that I need to shower off as soon as I'm done filming this episode of the podcast. Why did I get my hair done in the dead of winter? Why do I have hot pink Barbie nails on? Why do I have a spray tan on right now? Simply because it makes me feel so much better about myself. When I'm in this headspace to feel better about myself, everything gets better. I'm able to prioritize my time and energy more. I'm able to say no more. I'm able to go to the gym more. I'm able to have a better morning routine. All these things just fall into place when I let myself do these little pampering things for myself. Like, I always have my nails done because it makes me just feel better about myself. I like to get spray tans. I literally got a spray tan last night. Okay. It was a random Wednesday night. I have nowhere to go. It's the middle of the week. I just wanted a spray tan because they make me feel better about myself. And I'm so happy that I have a spray tan on right now. I'm so happy that I have nails on. I'm so happy that my hair's done. I'm just so happy that I did these little things for myself that make me feel better about myself. This is a lesson that my ex-boyfriend's mom actually taught me because she is just incredible. And let me tell you why. So she would always wear heels, like high heels, to random events. If we were going to like my ex's football games or just like going out to dinner or lunch, brunch, baby showers, literally anything, she was always wearing high heels and the cutest little outfits, dresses, scarves, like just so, so cute. And I loved it. I admired it. And I remember one day her and I were talking and she was like, you know, I wear my best perfume every single day because I believe that every day is an event and you should just dress up every day and show up every day as your best self. And I love wearing my best perfume every single day. And that has always stuck with me because I feel like so many of us save our best perfume for a special event. We don't want to waste our best perfume. But the way that she was talking about it has always just really clicked with me where I was like, you know what? You're so right. Like every single day is something to celebrate and every single day is a chance to wear my best perfume. And it was just, it's a message that has always stuck with me and always will. And whenever I get my nails done or I get my hair done or I get a spray tan, in my mind, I'm like, I'm wearing my best perfume because I deserve to celebrate today. And on today, February 25th, when I'm filming this episode, I deserve to have the best day of my life. Just because it's not a Saturday doesn't mean anything. Like, you don't need to have the best day of your life on a Saturday. You don't need to have the best day of your life on your 32nd birthday. You don't need to have the best day of your life on all these special events that we keep yearning for. Like, you can have the best day of your life today because you deserve to have it today. And you deserve to put on a full face of makeup if it makes you feel better. You deserve to wear your best perfume today. You deserve to wear high heels to your board meeting if it makes you feel like a boss ass bitch. You deserve to be the badass bitch that you are. Like, you deserve that every single day. And anytime I do anything, I'm like, I'm putting on my best perfume today. And every single morning when I put on my deodorant and then my perfume, I always think about what perfume am I going to put on. It's never a thought in my mind of, oh, I don't want to waste this perfume. It's I'm celebrating myself today by wearing this perfume. And it's awesome. It's such a great way of living and it just makes me feel incredible. So to go along with this, enjoying the small moments of life is so important when allowing yourself to be your best self. If it's warm out, like how it is today, 46 degrees, baby, if it's warm out today, like, I want to go out and have a happy hour. Like I said, I want to put music on and sit on the patio and drink a mojito and just enjoy the sunshine and the warmth, dare I say, and just be in nature outside, feeling the sun on my skin and listening to John Mayer in the background. I want to hear the birds chirping. I can't even tell you the wave of euphoria that passes through my body when I wake up in the morning and there's not a cloud in the freaking sky and I hear birds chirping. It is such a euphoric feeling to me and it's something that is so beautiful, so pure, so refreshing. It makes me want to drink a green juice and go on a run. It's like the best feeling I can think of and like I can, oh my God, it's just so incredible. It's those little small moments of life. It's like enjoying the journey of your life and just, you know, glamorizing every little second. It's really becoming the main character of your life, which I have a whole other episode on if you guys want to listen to it. But it's just these beautiful little moments that you're celebrating. Someone the other day told me that there's no pockets in the grave. And what they mean by that is all the work that you do for your work, your business, your job, your life, all these sort of things. Maybe you get super rich off it. That's great. But there's no pockets in the grave. You don't take that money with you when you die. Your life needs to be about experiences. And I truly believe that celebrating little moments of life, like maybe getting a new car, getting a promotion, celebrating that it's hitting 46 degrees one day, celebrating that you had an amazing spin class, whatever it might be, just celebrating yourself on a random Thursday because the sun's out. Why the hell not? That's what life is made of. It's made of these little moments that you never forget. Some of my absolute best memories are sitting at my parents' house on their patio with music playing outside with a drink in my hand and just talking with my parents. And there's like chips and guac on the table and I'm just like snacking. Like those are some of my absolute best memories because they were the little moments of life that we were just celebrating. And we were like, wow, this is such a great moment. How beautiful is it that we get to share this moment together and that the sun's out and that there's music on and the birds are chirping and it's warm out and I can wear a short sleeve shirt? Like, oh my God, it's amazing. It's really just about celebrating these little moments of your life. And, you know, with that, for me anyway, a lot of guilt tends to get associated with that because of what I said, because I feel like I should be working. I feel like I should be doing other things to help, you know, grow and progress the business and all these sorts of things. But you're allowed to take a break and not tell anyone, one, that you're taking a break, and two, tell anyone why you're taking a break. If someone's really that interested in your life, of how you're running your business or of how you take breaks or why you're taking breaks, that just means that they're probably beneath you and they're jealous of you and they just envy your lifestyle that you're able to take breaks, and maybe they're not, or maybe that they view your breaks as something that you've deserved, as you deserve, and that they don't deserve a break. I don't know what it might be, but it's typically them projecting. So I don't want you to ever feel guilty about choosing yourself or, you know, putting yourself first or saying yes to yourself and saying no to others. Like, you're completely allowed to do that without any explanation as to why. So I hope you guys understand that and really just live your life as a celebration, because truly every single day is worth celebrating. And just by doing these little tips, they truly just open up a world of such beauty, and so many doors will open for you and so many new paths will emerge and you can explore so many different opportunities. Oh, it's just such a beautiful path and such a beautiful way of life that honestly, I've really developed because of the pandemic, and because of that, I'm very thankful. So it's been just a beautiful journey that I've really realized within the past year. And just allowing yourself to be your best self is such an amazing tool to utilize and practice every single day. Guys, that is all that I have for you today's episode. I can't believe I was so excited to record. Now it's already over so soon. I'm really excited for next week's episode. I think I'm going to dive a little bit into business next week, but we'll see. Typically, I always like think of something throughout the week and I'm like, oh, I want to do that more instead. So maybe, but I might dive into a little bit of business next week about a couple things to know before becoming your own boss. Let me know if you guys would enjoy something like that. But just things that I've learned throughout the years that I never really expected, but I wish someone told me before I went into business. So if you guys would like that, definitely let me know. But if you don't, I don't know. Just tell me you do. I don't know. Lie to me, I guess. Anyway, love you guys. Have an amazing Monday. I hope you guys have the best day of your life, because you deserve to have the best day of your life. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at @ToriSterling_. If you guys want to follow Stride, that's at Stride Spin and Fitness or Stride Cile. And I think that's pretty much it. I love you guys, and I will talk to you next week. Goodbye.